exalting him. Are you playing church or you're worshiping him? Extol him. Extol him. He's a wonder working wonder. Jesus, Omega and Alpha.
I worship you today. Jesus, Omega and Alpha. I bow before your throne. Jesus, Omega and Alpha. I worship you today. Jesus, Omega and Alpha.
Sing it, Jesus.
Jesus, Omega and Alpha. I worship you today. Jesus, Omega and Alpha. I bow before your throne.
Run around, run around.
Nareke den jibia.
Praise you this way.
I'll find you, God. They may not understand.
Sing it again.
They may not understand.
Omega and Alpha.
glory. For the training we just had, thank you. For lives that you transform, thank you. For your presence, thank you. What worship do we have to give to you? You have enough in heaven. Thank you for coming. Thank you because you came here before the first person came. We appreciate you. Thank you for the testimonies. Oh, what a testimony. Thank you. Thank you. We give you the praise. Koza celebrates you. Within the short time that we have, speak to us. Let lives not remain the same. People came all dressed up. Everybody looks elegant in all the campuses. But beneath the cloth, there are things people are dealing with. You know where the shoe is pinning each person. Lord, put the oil or the balm of Gilead. Speak to us. You sent your word and the word healed and delivered. Let us walk out of this place healed and delivered. Let Jesus be glorified. Let the believers be edified. And let the devil be terrified. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. That song was not just written, it was given. God bless you for that song. Hallelujah. I know you're standing. Before I read my text, while we're standing, I want you to welcome the person on your left and your right and say, welcome to Koza. Tell them this is the Koza you've heard about. Amen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. That's what I want to teach about today. Romans 12, just one verse. Very short. Let's read together. Ready? Go. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Wow. If you want to reign with Jesus Christ, you got to do Romans 12 and verse 1. I don't care who you are. I don't care the car you brought here. I don't care the clothes or the designer you're wearing. I don't care how long you've been in this church. I don't care the offering you have in your envelope. It's important to God. But if you don't do chapter 12, verse 1 of Romans, you cannot reign really with Christ Jesus. Now, I understand and I know where you're standing. I understand that you're in the dispensation of grace. But you'll find yourself having problems that you're not supposed to have dealings with. You'll be sleeping at night and be shouting. The devil will be tormenting you. There's a ladder you will create if you don't do this verse 1 of chapter 12. Hallelujah. Okay, let's welcome the person on the left and the right one more time and take your seat. God bless you. God bless you. Paul was so passionate, he beseeches us by the mercies of God. What did Paul see that he begged us by the mercy of God? And he wasn't talking to unbelievers. He called them brethren. It was the church in Rome that he said, I beseech you. I would have you read about Rome and know what transpired in those places where Olympics started. The church of Babylon, it wasn't called church at the time. They did all sorts in the church. Now these people transformed from attending the church in Babylon. They became Christians. Paul says, I need to tutor you. You have to learn Christ. It's not enough to go to church. It's not enough to say I'm a Koza member. It's not enough to attend the 12 days of glory. It's not enough to fast for a while. It's not enough to say, I'm sitting and reigning with Jesus Christ. I beseech you by the mercies of God. You are brethren. You are born again. But I beg you.
I'm not begging you based on the fact that I have a problem with you. I beg you by the mercy you received, because what I've preached to you in grace will not come to pass in your life if you don't do this. That you present, God will not take it from you. You present your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is acceptable, holy, and acceptable to God. It's not what you think, it's not your philosophy, it's what God demands that he wants. Don't take the word of God like a supermarket and pick the ones you want and leave the ones you don't want. No. Present your body as a living sacrifice, separated, holy. Again, that you are different in that family, in that career, in that office. Be different. That is your reasonable service. I want us to read the Amplified Version of chapter 12, verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg you in view of all the mercies of God to make a decisive, did you hear that? A decisive dedication of your bodies. So it doesn't matter what you did before you came here, or your history, or what people believe about you, they may be lying against you. But Paul beseeches you that you make a decisive dedication of your body, presenting all your members and faculties, your ear, your nose, your eyes, your mouth, your tongue, all your faculties, your brain, every single thing, the ones we can see and the ones we can see. It beseeches you that you present your faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, in other words, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable. Then he's about to define to you what it means by reasonable, rational, intelligent service, and I love this, spiritual worship. So your worship is not a song. Who was Paul writing to? Those were people that sacrificed doves, sacrificed goats, sacrificed bulls to God. And that was okay. There's a religion in Nigeria that even if you do anything, once you have a special bath, you are clean. Paul says, no, not in Christianity. You have to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Oh, people used to kill animals before they sacrificed them. Am I supposed to be dead? No. You are supposed to be living, breathing, die daily, living sacrifice. Look at your neighbor, say, Pastor is not talking to me, he's talking to you. I'm already a living sacrifice. Find a new neighbor, say, I'm a living sacrifice. Say, I walked in here, but I'm a sacrifice. Can somebody shout hallelujah? All the men used of God to carry out great exploits were kept. That's the meaning of holy, was separated. When God called you, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. For you are a chosen generation. This generation of social media, yes, God chose it. That's why the devil is interested in them. This generation that we have a lot of distraction, Bible says we have escaped the corruption in this world. Some people refuse to escape. A royal priesthood, I wish I could explain that. So for the first time, we have people that were priests and kings at the same time. A holy nation. You're not supposed to join them. There's some challenge I don't want to see you do again, because you are a holy nation. It's quiet in this Pentecostal church. His own special people. What? And he called you that you may proclaim the praises, not singing a song. That you may use your life, your body, everything about you to proclaim the praise of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A lot of people have been called out of darkness, but they took darkness with them. They can sing with us in church, and after church, they have songs they listen to. Bible says, your reasonable service is not what you think, the one that is acceptable by God. Not what the pastor thinks because of his background, the one the Bible says. That's why we don't just talk, we ask you to open the Bible. Because in the mouth of true witnesses, the truth shall be established. In Jeremiah 6:20, God is speaking here. He said, for what purpose to me comes frankincense from Sheba and sweet cane from a far country? Oh, you see, this candle I want to offer to God, I brought it from Israel. God says, for what purpose is that? Really, really, your burnt offering are not acceptable. Nor your sacrifices, they are not sweet to me. Really, I don't really need those things. In Psalm 50, verse 13, Psalm 50, verse 13, it said, will I eat the flesh of bulls? The one you sacrifice, really, really, will I actually eat the flesh of bulls? I know you don't kill bulls in your house. Will God eat tight? Huh? We sing in Yoruba that okwe lonjere, okwe, but does he eat your dance? What does he want? Or does he drink the blood of goats? No. Those things are products of a hidden thing. Let me tell you something. When you see a fruit on a tree that does not have a root, you should suspect that tree. And one thing about roots is that you don't see the seed planted. You don't see roots. Do you see the foundation of the house? No. You only see the paint and the facade of the house. If we see the facade of a house that does not have a foundation, it's just a rainy day. You will not see that house again. So if all you do is in church, or all you do is you have Christian, you know there's Chinese, there's Japanese, there's Christianese. Bless you. It is well. Somebody said, I celebrate. I said, this is not celebration. What you did now is not celebration. You didn't celebrate me. Because for him, it's a diction. It's just a palace. It's just something he says. Really, 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 does God eat flesh of bulls? Does he drink the blood of goats? Please, I don't want you to hear this for someone. Oh, I wish Jacob was in church. No, I'm talking to you. Does he take tithe? Does God eat tithe? We know that on earth, high priests take tithe. Over there, Jesus takes the tithe, but he doesn't take money. They don't spend money in heaven. He takes your faith. He takes your sacrifice. And the reasonable sacrifice does not start with dancing in church, does not start with offering. It starts with your life. Oh, if God said we should offer something, oh, some of us have enough money to buy 10 goats, 20 cows. In fact, some of us like it that, oh, do you know what I buried in church last Sunday? You are joking with me. Do you know what I buried? I buried 201 cows. God said, I don't want cow. I want you. I want you. You. Some people just want to have church now. They even came to church with someone that they're not supposed to come with. Oh, we've had cases in church of somebody who is married in another state but comes to church here in Abuja with another partner. And the wife caught them red-handed in church. Came to worship God. Let me just give God Sunday. After church, we will go and see a movie. That is religion, not Christianity. Paul says, I beg you by the mercies of God. You can't lean like that. So, I want the church to be filled. Oh, when they're showing all the campuses, I'm thanking God for it. But be filled without telling you the truth, the church will not last. We will gather and God will not be there. Because he asks us to unto the Lord shall the gathering of his people be. And this is mind. That you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. In Isaiah 49 verse 1, Isaiah 49 verse 1, I'm going to read to 3. Are you getting something? Listen, O coastland, to me and take it, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from where? The womb. And from the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. Verse 2. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. Verse 3. He has said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Put your hand on your chair, say, I'm a servant. In whom I will be glorified. It doesn't matter my past. It doesn't matter what I've done before. But from today, I'm a servant in whom God will be glorified. Find a new neighbor, say, you are a servant in whom he will be glorified. Find a new neighbor for the last time, another person, say, you are a servant in whom he will be glorified. You know what the Bible says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5. It says, before I formed you, I knew you. The word know that appeared in the past tense that knew is yada. Is the relationship between husband and wife. When an Adam knew Eve, I related with you on an intimate basis before I formed you. I knew it too. So there are two yous. God knows your beginning. He blew you not too far from the sun, not too close to the sun for a reason. He wants you to live for him. When the devil talks about you, when demons talk about you, do they brag? Does God brag about you? When he happens to see the devil, does he say things like, have you seen my servant, Pastor Beard? If he doesn't say that, you've not started. In your marriage, in your career, that money you're pursuing. Don't think money is not important. It's important. Career that you're pursuing. I was talking to the workers yesterday, and I said to them, have you thought about it? That you will not take anything to heaven. Have you thought about it? A man died in Akure. They were about to bury him. The daughter ran to the main house. They were burying him in the front of the house. He ran to the main house. He said, Daddy, you forgot your keys. Because everywhere he went, he took the bunch of keys. He locked his room, locked his apartment, and took the key everywhere. The children didn't have access. Ah, Daddy, you forgot your keys. They buried him with the keys. You and I know that armed robbers can go there at night and find the keys. He will not go to heaven with those keys. Think about it. The money you're pursuing, husband will go left, wife will go right. The certification and education is important. Every single thing you're pursuing will not amount to anything. Is what you do in the body that will go with you to heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus. You not only reign in this life with Christ Jesus, you will receive the... When God sees you, he will not say, well, he will say, well done. Yeah. That amen is not correct. Yeah. Can it be louder? Yeah. One day Jesus met Peter and said to him, follow me. Matthew 4:19. He said, follow me, I will make you. If you can't follow God, he can't make you. You can come to church, you can lie, get money different way, even share testimonies. But if you can't follow God, he can make you. Pray that after this service, it will be said of you and I that we follow God. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We should follow God so that what God wants will come to pass in our lives. Yeah. I pray that this year, 2023, will be different for you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. In Hebrews 10 verse 5, God was speaking there. Jesus was speaking there. He said, therefore, when he came into the world, they were talking about Jesus, our Lord. He said, what did he say? Sacrifice an offering you did not desire. What? So what did he do? In all the Old Testament, 39 books, God said, I just wanted you to get something John the Baptist said when he said, behold, the real Lamb of the world of God that takes away this. If you didn't sacrifice lambs and goats, you won't understand if the real Lamb came. So Jesus said, listen, guys, I came from heaven to tell you, sacrifice an offering God does not desire. but a body. My God, you have prepared for me. What's the correlation between sacrifice and a body? I will tell you today. Read on. Verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sins, you had no pleasure. Where do we have the phrase scapegoat? The priest will lean on the goat on the mountain and make you confess all your sins, and they will push the goat down and your sins will leave you. So the goat is the scapegoat. That's where we got the phrase scapegoat from. It's from the Bible. But Jesus Christ came and said, do you want to know the heart of the Father? I'm the one I'm the closest to him. In those sacrifices, he does not desire. Nothing. He does not desire it. But a body he has prepared for me. That was the first thing Jesus said when he came to the earth. Not when he wanted to start his ministry. When he was a baby, he said it. He just didn't hear it. But by revelation, Apostle Paul heard it. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. In verse 7, then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. So your body was given to you to do his will. Your body is not the good nightclub. I'm telling you, I wish I could say something else because I'm modern. Your body is not to say, oh, I'm in the lounge striking a deal. How much do you make? At least it should reflect in your offering. They don't like me on this side. How much do you make compared to what God wants to give to you? The stars, the moon, they are waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. I'm telling you, some things you are pursuing ought to be pursuing you. And I'm not talking only to you. I'm talking to myself, all of us. Some things we are pursuing, and I've seen an evil on the earth. What's the evil? Kings are walking on the floor. Slaves are riding on the horses. Because we didn't follow God. Previously saying sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings, and offering for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will. So he takes away the first to establish the second. What did he establish? There's a small phrase there that a body you prepared. Do you know that what you see in front of the mirror is not your real self? Your real self, Peter calls him the hidden man of the heart. But God prepared a body for you. You can't contest an election without a body. You can't. Oh, during your campaign, during someone's campaign, he slumped and died. That's the end of that political career. You can't drive without a body. You can't go to school without a body. You can't do business without a body. That's not your real self. God just gave you a right. That's why Jesus said, whoever comes to the earth without being born is a thief and a robber. I was born. Satan just dropped without a mother. So he's a thief. Come and talk to me. And Satan, as much as they can lie, did not argue. That is a thief and a robber. He said, I was born. Mary gave birth to me. I went through a 9 months, through a gestation period. They carried me for 9 months. And I was born as a baby. Adam was born as a man. I was born, and the child grew in the favor of God and man. Come on, talk to me. He went through the process. That's why as the Father has life in himself, the Son has life in himself, but the Son has authority. Because this flesh gives you authority. Jesus said, I must walk while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can walk. In other words, I have this flesh to walk now. When he said it is finished on the cross, he couldn't add one person to people that he saved when he was on earth. Listen to me, your body is not for what some of us are using it for. Your body was prepared for God. Paul says, I beseech you, I beg you, don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. I'm young. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says, remember the Lord when you're young. Lamentations 3:27 says, it's better for a young person to bear their yoke. And NIV tells us it's better for you to be disciplined when you're young. It's better for you to be disciplined when you're young. Oh, this is a young people, he's a young person, he can misbehave. No. Your body was not given for you to do what you do with it. Show me in the Bible where they said, don't smoke. When on the path of smoking, oh, I love that testimony. Did you hear that testimony? What a mighty God we serve. For some of you, you just stopped smoking. Have they investigated? There's a demon in charge that just left him. That was why he even said he used to see people in his neighborhood smoke those things and he doesn't feel the urge anymore. Come on. For me, that made my year. For somebody, the analysis paralysis. Yeah, let's give him 3 months. You are who? Listen, if God wants 1,000 cows, some of us can buy it. He wants you. You. It's not your dance. It's not your diet. All those things are important. I'm telling you, until you give you, you've not started. Is good, that's why they call him God, so he can be good to you. It doesn't mean you are pleasing him. You know what shocked me and what guides me as a pastor? Maybe in the last few years, some will say to Jesus, we healed in your name. We did this. They didn't use just, they didn't join culto. And Jesus will say to them, depart from me. I never knew you. What? Never. How did I heal? I love my people. I will use you if I don't have options. But that doesn't mean I knew you. What? There's something you need to think about. You can sit down there on your high horse and say, what is he saying? I hope you don't wake up when you're in the grave. That's why the Lord is making you hear this now. And I will not be part of those that they will judge with you because I've told you the truth. You know, if a man of God says what I'm saying this morning, he can reduce your offering. You may want to give him an envelope before you say no. He should change his series first before. So people don't teach. If you want to have a big church, you don't share things like this. But I will share it because I've seen death face to face. God will not ask you what designer you wore. He will ask you, did you do what I asked you to do? And I pray for you. You will not miss it. You will not be part of those who are clapping for those who come out and give their lives. And you ought to give your life too. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss it. I pray for you and I pray for you if I came here that you will reign this year. You will sit where Christ sits. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Yeah. You know, some things are not sinful. They're not sin. Oh, I don't know if you read 1 Corinthians 6:12 before. Some things are not sin. All things are lawful. In other words, even if I check the Bible, I will see that there's no place where the Bible says don't do this thing. But not all things are helpful. Before you start doing that thing, ask yourself, will it help me fulfill my destiny? Will it reduce my temptation? Temptations will come whether you are doing good or not. But you can add. Oh, Jesus. You can add to your problems by what you do. Sometimes by the friends you keep. Do you know that smoking is not the most dangerous thing right now? Sedentary. Just sitting in one place is very dangerous. It's more dangerous than smoking. Doctors will agree with me. Those who are well read, who read extra more than what they did in school. Because I didn't go to medical school. I read it. It's more dangerous than smoking. So you can judge someone smoking. And you just sit in one place. You say, where is that in the Bible? When you take care of the body God has given to you, oh, a preacher died. If you read God's General before by Robert Lyden, a preacher died. When he was about to die, he said, God has given me a message. He gave me a horse to deliver the message, but the horse is tired. Imagine if you have 80 years because your clock has been wound to do what God has asked you to do. First 20 years, you use it to build bricks for Pharaoh. You wasted 20 years. As a Christian, you wasted another 15 years. You are talking to the church. You're looking at your phone when the word is going on. You don't even know why God called you. Making 35. What's remaining? And you are eating wrongly. You are indulging sedentary. So you die at 65. And when you get to heaven, God says, just go inside. Because your type, before God will raise your type again, it will take him time. You're saying, I went to the land to strike a deal. Did God send you to the earth to, how much are you making? Compared to what God can give to you. Go and read the Bible like I've done. Anybody that met Jesus, met God in the Old Testament, God made them rich. God. They didn't have to bend rules. God made them rich. Now, I'm not teaching you what exists. You can have three examples around you. You may be the first example. But what God can do is what I'm telling you. Come on, talk to me. Amen. Amen. I pray for you this year. By all means, you will reign with Christ Jesus. I say you will reign with Christ Jesus. That thing you're about to do, will it help you to do exploits? I want to ask you. You know, I need to connect with people. Connect to people. And you are sitting somewhere and people don't love God. They are talking against God. But because you want to make money, you're sitting there. Do you know people of other religions will never do that? Because God is first. So someone can put money behind them and say, curse God. Even for U.S. passports, some people can deny Jesus now. You don't have any conviction. How can he invite you to reign with him? The real one we're talking about. I'm not talking about you just saying God is good when you are stealing somewhere. I'm talking about when God elevates you. And God can elevate people. The blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:22, can make you rich and add no sorrow. Come on, talk to me. You don't believe in that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's read that 1 Corinthians 6:12 NIV version. I have right to do anything because I'm under grace. You say, but not everything is beneficial. Your house. If your child does not sleep on a bed on time, relations will sleep on the bed. What kind of father are you? Who are you trying to impress? I want to maintain my chief tenants in my village. That's why your own child does not have a place to sleep. Who are you trying to impress? Is he a sin? No. Is it good? Many people here, because I believe you are in my age bracket, first time you were defied, it was a house help or an uncle or a relation that your parents opened the door for into your house. You can build fences around your house, but you've opened the door for the real enemy. What are you not learning? Every generation must be an improvement on the former. Come on, talk to me. You know, I'm telling you, I can ask, but I've gone past that. I've gone past, I like Pastor Bjorn. You don't have to like me. Because you didn't employ me. Come on, talk to me. If you don't like me here, I will face it. Somebody must like me. Do I have anybody that likes me here? Hallelujah. Not all things are beneficial. I'm telling you. You need 2023 is another year. Don't be indulging New Year resolution. No. And by February, you forgot. No. Not all things. You need to appraise yourself and say, hey, what can I do better? because I want to reign with Jesus Christ. He died so I can reign with him. Oh, I'm preaching better than you're responding. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. What? I will not be mastered. While you are there saying somebody is angry, me, I don't get angry. Somebody committed adultery, I don't commit adultery. But your phone has mastered you. Your phone has mastered you. Let me tell you something. Maybe you think I'm talking too much. That's why before I started preaching, I said, all of us, including the preacher, needs to hear this. Nobody in this church will keep a grieving image by his bed that will do to in the morning. Say, Ogun, laga yosimale, I bound to. Nobody will do that. We are even, apart from God, we are modern. But your phone may be the idol in your life. Anything you put before God has become an idol. Just swallow it. And don't just shake your head and say, I wish Susan was in church. No, I'm talking to you. Anything you put in front of God becomes God in your life. God loves the first. I've shared that with you. That's the first message I shared with you on the 1st of January. Don't go to your phone first. Even if it's 5 minutes, talk to God first. Try it and see the favor that will follow it. Try it. When you wake up, is your phone you pick first? No. Thank you, Father. I didn't sleep the sleep of death. Every COSA member must practice this. Thank you, Father. Even if it's 5 minutes before you pick your phone. You've already set the tone of the day. Anything you read there cannot bounce you off. Bible talks about the blessed man. He shall not be afraid of bad news because his heart is steadfast, fixed on the Lord. But you, anything goes. Some of you, you know, you're millennials, where they walk, Instagram for money. How can you be intelligent? Do you know if you allow your child to watch TV, it will reduce their intelligence? You don't know that? Google it. On the phone, 24 hours. I'm not against phone. I have a phone. I'm not against it. It's a good improvement on technology. But please, don't allow it to be a God in your life. The reason why God can't talk to you is because of your phone. That's the reason why God. Some of you is friends. Friends, you're a consultant like I used to be a consultant. I don't know anybody that have friends like me. I was in a cult before. I was in a school gangster. Anyway, I had friends in every campus. I had people that as young as 17, 18, I was consulting. I would just wake up and go to the junction of my house and be talking to people. People that sold cigarettes, they knew me. They would say, Abi Baba, hey, wait till the apple. Wait till the apple. You will give people advice. They had an extramural behind my house, around my house. So people were always there. People who did MBA. I'll be advising them. You know, you can. They are theoretical victors. You can advise without even moving forward yourself. Talk is cheap. Some people think when people talk, they're intelligent. If you've not done something, you don't know something. If you know what to do, you will do that thing. And someone is not married, who is teaching, is having marriage session. When the chips are down, I've been in pastor's house before. They just opened the gate. The associate dumped the two kids in the senior pastor's house and drove off and gave a word to the guard. Let that child enter the house. When there's money in the ministry, I'll come back and take my, at least the senior pastor is eating. I was there. I said, hey. Pastors that were locked by their eyes, shake them. What will you go and tell the church? When you've not provided here. There are things that are not theory. They are not things you just read on the internet and come and deal. No. Experiential knowledge. Are you getting something? It may be food. It may be alcohol. Let me blow you away. It may be sleep. There's no drug. That drug has not been manufactured on earth that can heal more than a sleep. But if you sleep more than 8 hours per day, there's a problem. There's a problem. Consider how many years you slept away. Do you know that everything is trying to be in charge of your life? Everything. The devil, God, demons. There are churches where they worship angels. Everything is trying to be in charge of your life. Even your education. Even your job. Everything is trying to be in charge. A baby is being, you've done child psychology before. Once a child is 6 months old, wants to be controlling the parents. That's why they cry. They throw tantrums. Everything wants to control you. That's why you see me mention that, I've been preaching for 24 years. Who are you? Where are you coming from? How old were you when we started Crusade? That you'll be telling you what I will wear. No, you can't. I was fighting something. Oh, people say, oh, he just talks. No, I'm not talking. I planned it that I will say that to shut you down. Have rulership over your life, not me.